Do you know what people call this place? Not St. Eligius. St. Elsewhere. A dumping ground. A place you wouldn't want to send your mother-in-law.
Welcome to I Used to Watch This, the podcast where we watch our favorite shows from the 70s and 80s and see what we think of them today. Here are our hosts, Mike Forgetto and Mike Sullivan.
Hello and welcome to I Used to Watch This. I'm Mike Forgetto.
And I'm Mike Sullivan.
How's it going, Mike?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
It's a rainy Sunday.
Good day for podcast.
Good, perfect day for podcast. Because, you know, who wants to go outside? It's much better just to kind of hang out and talk.
It's a lazy day.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. It's been a lazy day for sure. Yeah. Speaking of lazy day, I think it's a little bit of lazy day because last night.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, Mike and I were hanging out with our wives and our friends, and we did a little dinner and game night. And
wild times.
Yeah, we're out a little later than I have been in a while.
Yeah.
Being an old man.
Yeah, so it's just taking the day to recover now, you know?
Right, exactly. But that's why we do that stuff on Saturday, or, you know, so that's you have Sunday to recover.
You've got that buffer day before. Uh-huh. Got to get back to reality.
But... Right, right. So speaking of that, Mike, what did we kind of come up with? I think it was my wife that came up with the idea. What was the idea that we're going to try today at
so
the
So today
end?
we're gonna throw a little... something extra in at the end of the show. We're gonna give out a trivia question, and you can DM your answers to us at Instagram. And Mike, our Instagram account is
I used to watch this.
See, simple,
that's totally spelled out.
Yeah, so no we'll give the question, you give the answer, and there may even be a prize involved for one. You know, if more than one person gets this, we'll select someone, you know, at random, one of the correct guesses, and maybe put a little something, a little I used to watch this shirt in the mail for you.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look for that for the end, at the end.
All right.
And so speaking of which, you've been watching anything currently? You said you were just logging your ideas.
Yeah. I was... So I haven't watched a lot of things. So I'm still binge watching Shameless. I'm on like season 7 now. So
there's like a ton of seasons of that, right?
Yeah, I don't know how many. It's pretty good.
You picked like you picked the shows that have like the most amount of seasons to start binging, like Walking Dead and all its subsidiaries.
I do. I let years go by where I don't watch anything, and then I try to catch up as quick as possible, But I like that too, because like now, if I start watching a show and they don't drop the whole season or at the same time, that pisses me off. I lose interest then.
Or like it's like a show that's still running and you get caught up to the current time. You're like, now I got to wait a week for each episode.
Right?
What kind of baloney
then
is this?
I'm telling you, I lose interest then. But I'm spoiled by binging. But what I did watch, Mike, that I thought you might find interesting, you've talked about this and it just went over my head because. I didn't find it interesting, but on Netflix, Files of the Unexplained.
Is that what it's called? The one with William Shatner?
No. Is it? No.
No, I don't know.
I think maybe I'm thinking this is what it's called.
Because he does something like that on there, but.
Yeah. So this is, you know, it's about like the first, I watched the first episode, first two episodes. I'm pretty sure this is it. The first one's about UFOs and the second one's about like ghosts, paranormal stuff. So it was pretty cool. I don't know. Just a good time killer.
Oh, this is a new one. Okay.
I'm not,
new show.
I'm not a follower of like UFO and paranormal stuff, but, someone told me like, okay, there was like these government files have recently been declassified and, all this crap, and I don't know. Who knows, you know? So I just watched. It was fun. Good stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. Like, if you get all caught up in the you know, size of the universe and how could we be the only
right
life form. But yeah, I'm not that deep, so. But you haven't watched it though.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I like to watch the definitely fake version, fake things.
Yeah, you don't like realistic.
Well,
you don't like potentially.
I don't like the ones that are always like, well, could it be this? Like, you know, Ancient Aliens guy, like, could really these things be from ancient aliens that came visit us before? No, probably not.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's like, is everything, you know? And like the thing with that show, Ancient Aliens, was always like, I think we talked about this before, but like the narrator would always be like, well, ancient astronaut theorists believe. I'm like, that's not a real, like, thing. Those aren't real people. There's no such thing.
That's not a real organization.
Right, exactly. I am an ancient astronaut theorist. That's what I went to school for, ancient astronaut theory.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess he could really dig into, like, because, I mean, it opened questions, and I'm like, okay, with all the cell phones today, how come I'm not seeing, like, all kinds of, like, UFO shit and aliens?
Well, exactly, like, right? Now that cameras are everywhere, exactly.
Right?
You should be able to see more stuff.
Yeah. But maybe if you looked, maybe you would find it. I don't know. But
yeah.
But it's like, you know, one guy's like, he's like, yeah, I didn't want to tell anybody because they think I'm crazy. I'm like, well, yeah, of course. You know, especially back in, like, the 50s, if, like, you know, if the Messiah appeared before you, you wouldn't tell anybody because no one's going to believe you, you know? It's just crazy. But yeah, that's it. So I packed all my watching into two episodes of that. So.
Okay.
And Shameless.
Gotcha.
But how about you? You've always got something good.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of things. I finished the book, The Outsider from Stephen King. And I knew that there was a series on, or a mini series on Max or HBO or whatever, because I'd seen clips on TikTok, and Jason Bateman's like in the first one and two episodes or whatever. But so I wanted to see it, so I watched it, and I read afterwards how they said, like, yeah, it started off, everyone was loving the show. They said it was, the first two episodes were great, then it got kind of really slow and dragged out, and I'm like, yeah, it kind of did. So, I mean, it was fine. It wasn't as good as a book, as, you know, often is the case. But
oh yeah,
they went a Typically. Little too slow with it, I think. They kind of, I think, dragged it out too many episodes. They probably could have, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I find that to be the case with, you know, most of these like mini-series or limited series. It's like, you know, even if they're three episodes long, it's like an episode and a half too long. You have to stretch it out. But.
Yeah. So I watched that. It was fine. And then I've been watching on Apple TV Plus, Constellation. I don't know how to describe this show, to be honest with you. It's weird. They call it a thriller. So basically a woman's in space, right? I mean, on the space station. They have to evacuate. Something happens. She comes back, but things are weird. Like, she's seeing people, but people she knows, but, like, not, like, her daughter, like, I don't know, like, she'll see her in the mirror, and it's not the same daughter, you know what I mean? But it is the same daughter. It's, so it basically, what it boils down to is there was some experiment that went on up there, and it seems like there's some alternate universe stuff happening and colliding and that kind of weird shit. So you don't know what's real and what's not. You know, and she doesn't either. And so, and it's got Jonathan Banks from
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And Wise Guy. Yeah. Originally from Wise Guy.
And I'm not sure how to say her name. Noomi Rapace. She's Swedish. She was in, wasn't she in one of the Alien movies, Alien Covenant, or Prometheus, I think. Yeah, that was the one she was famous for. She, like, I don't know. But anyway, so yeah, it's good. I don't know. I'm on, I think I might be up to the last episode, to, like, left, I think. But I'm trying not to look ahead because I don't know what happens. I don't want to.
Sounds pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. It's weird. I recommend it. It is a little, I don't want to say it's slow, but there's like a lot of times when you go and watch the next episode, you're like, well, wait a minute, I already saw this, but you did, but now you're seeing a different perspective of it, like in the beginning. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
it's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, it's pretty interesting. I recommend it. I don't know if it's going to be more than one season or not. It's hard to say. Oh, speaking of seasons, did you see that the new Quantum Leap got canceled?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I sent that to my wife. She was watching it. She was upset. She's like, it was a big cliffhanger. Really? I'm like, well.
Really?
It's going to be even more of a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I didn't. Did you watch it?
No, I did not. I don't know. Nah. I mean, nothing. I didn't have like anything against it. I just didn't watch it.
No, right, right.
So, speaking of which, that Fall Guy movie should be coming out soon. I think in May.
Yeah, it's probably maybe out already.
I think it's in May, but okay, it's coming soon. All right, that's all I've watched.
Then why don't we move on?
Let's jump back to 1982.
Yeah, and here's a show that I didn't watch back in the day. Saint Elsewhere.
No. It wouldn't have been for us in 1982. Like, we were like 12, 13, yeah. 11, 12, 13, you know, right. Depending.
A little too serious for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I did know that, you know, you recognize the characters probably because we just saw, you know, the commercials and stuff, promotions for it. And,
right.
Like, and the theme song, like, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, I knew people that were in this, but like watching this, I had no idea until we were looking this up. I did not know that Denzel Washington was in this.
I know, right?
And he was in it like the whole thing, like the whole time.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It was just bizarre.
I mean, obviously he blew up after this show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had no idea. And unfortunately, he was not in very much of this episode.
Yeah. No, he was a very, very small part. I mean, a couple. Very distinctive voice, though. You know, when you hear him talking. And
right.
Stuff,
could, yeah. He sounds exactly the same. Obviously, he looks a little bit younger. Right, but yeah.
Right.
Could he have been the original McDreamy, Mike?
He could have. It could have gone that way. I don't know.
He probably was.
Yeah. I don't know what people.
I mean, it certainly wasn't Howie Mandel.
No, right?
I mean, nothing against Howie Mandel. Sorry. That's
speaking of Howie Mandel.
Mean.
No, like you know, our kids' generation, they know Howie Mandel because he's in all the Voice or not The Voice or what, you know, one of those shows.
One of those talent shows.
America's Got Talent, right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So they know him, you know, from that, and I guess probably TikTok, you know, other things. But so I sent my daughter, I took a snapshot with my phone while I was watching it, a picture of him. You know, with a big head of curly hair. She's like, oh, my God, it doesn't even look like the same guy. I'm like, yeah.
You should have sent her, like, try to find clips of him when he used to put the surgeon's glove on the top of his head and blow it up.
Yeah, there's probably plenty of those. Yeah.
I mean, I wonder, was he doing this show when he was doing those comedy shows, or was this after that? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, he was probably doing stand-up that led to this, right? And then.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure.
And maybe continue. I don't know. I don't know how that works. But yeah, so Saint Elsewhere. Who else is in this that's celebrity?
G.W. Bailey.
G.W. Bailey.
David Burney. And David Morse. Well known. He was really young in this show. I almost didn't recognize him because he was like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then. Mr. William Daniels, otherwise known as Kit to us.
That's right. Yeah. It always throws me now when I see him acting and I hear the voice.
Right.
I'm always like, I can't get it out of my head. But,
yeah. Yeah. I have thoughts about him in this episode. So we'll get to it.
Dirty thoughts? Or what are you talking about?
No. Not about him, but about this character. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's we'll jump in then, huh?
Yeah. All right. So, how do we start off?
It was like a black and white shot of the outside of the hospital.
Yeah.
And then, kind of, as it's like panning in, it goes to color, and we see the name of the hospital. Saint, how do you say it? Saint.
Oh, Saint Allegius. Saint Allegius, I think.
Yes, okay. So, and then it turns color, and then the theme plays. And,
seems like a made-up saint. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. But, let's see. Then, yeah, I wrote in my notes here, a lot of familiar faces and some not so familiar.
Yep. yeah, right. Exactly. I wrote, oh, young David Morse, Denzel, Howie, the voice of Kit. And then I'm like, that guy.
Someone else.
Yeah. Oh, Ed Begley Jr. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Ed Begley Jr. Yep. I can't think of anything else he's been in, but he's been in everything else. You know?
Yeah.
I can't think
he was in a lot of stuff.
Yeah. But
you can't think of anything?
I can't think of a single thing.
Wasn't he in Stranger Things at one point, or no?
No, I only watched the first season of that, so.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm confusing him with somebody else with that.
I don't know. But he seems like that face that's been in so many things. I got to look right now. Oh, he's all over the place.
Oh, no, he totally is all over the place, yeah.
Yeah, maybe in fact, like IMDb, things. I'm like the first page.
Oh, I'm thinking I'm confusing him with Matthew Modine in Stranger Things.
Oh, wow. I could see how you could confuse that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm scrolling through pages trying to get back to, like, the 80s. Right? So he's been in so much stuff. But,
yeah.
Fantasy Island, Still the Beaver, Charlie's Angels, Laverne and Shirley, MASH, all kinds of stuff. Many, many more things. Columbo, Batman Forever. Wow.
Which one was Batman Forever? Was that the one?
I don't remember. So many freaking Batman movies.
Dharma and Greg.
The Jim Carrey show. Yeah. All right, I could get stuck on this guy all day. So let's move on.
Yeah.
All right. So it starts out, I guess we kind of run the show by time, right? So it's 9:03 a.m.
Yeah.
At the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And some dude in scrubs is coming through. At first, I thought it was Howie Mandel, but it wasn't. I think it's a janitor, and he's pushing a cart. And
I think he's actually an orderly, maybe, but I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, is something he?
Like, I'm not because sure. Because I thought I saw him later as an orderly, but.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But he was checking, like, the phones for. like change and stuff. So
right.
That's why I was thinking he was.
Kids, you know. Back in the old days, you could check a phone and maybe there was a dime in there that someone left behind.
Yeah, right. They had these pay phones. let's see. And then, so, all right. Just step back for a second here. There's like 5 million things happening in this show so fast. There's like a bunch of small conversations between different people. And at the same time, nothing is happening.
Right.
So it was a little difficult to.
Yeah, this show.
To kind of capture the moment.
Yeah, this show has a large cast.
Yeah.
And I think with it only being an hour show, they shoved too many of them in the first episode. So you got to know everybody. And like you didn't know what was going on. Just like you said, they'd have these little side conversations. You have no idea what they're talking about.
Right.
And which is
and they would
fine.
Jump from conversation to conversation
right.
with like 20 seconds. You know,
right.
10
seconds. They would have done better for the first episode, just focus on like half of the people and then slowly integrate more people in. You don't have to show everyone in the first episode. Because everyone, like,
probably good,
like
we good said, strategy.
Like, yeah. Because like Denzel Washington got like 30 seconds of screen time and then like he's gone.
Right.
And it wasn't even really, like, his character, it wasn't even necessary because it was just, like, him doing the walking, talking, like, diagnose or whatever you want to call it, diagnostic time, right, when they go through their, or the rounds, basically, right, when they go through and talk about what's going
with,
on
like,
with
the
other.
Head doctor. Or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. But anyway, so, yeah, the first person we see, I think, is David Morse's character, Morrison, and he's a first-year resident, and, man, he seems like he's already ready to give up being a doctor at this point. Like he's like a first-year resident. He's like done. Like you watch,
and to be honest, he looks freaking exhausted.
Like, right, exactly.
The way the character, like, he did a good job there.
Yeah, like you watch this show. Like if you were going into med school, you'd be like, maybe not.
You'd be like, fuck this, basically. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he does meet up with Ed Begley's character, which I don't have his name in front of me. who's going out with his aunt, and he's like worried about what he's wearing. I'm like, you're going out with your aunt. What do you care?
Yeah, and there were like a dozen of those conversations that took place. And at some points, I'm like, is this person a character we're ever going to see again?
Right.
Or is it just kind of like a filler, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. Dr. Elric is Ed Begley's character.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, that was kind of, just kind of weird. Like, yeah, they're just talking because he's getting ready to leave. And I guess Morrison, sorry. I don't like that his name is Morris and his character's name is Morrison. You know, he's going to be the overnight guy. So he's just getting his, you know.
Right.
Everyone's telling him what's going on. Right. And he's just getting more and more work stacked on him. Did you notice, like, a nurse comes out to him, hey, this doctor said he's leaving, and he said you could watch for him. Make sure you check his blood glucose at 2 in the morning, and someone else tells him something else. And he's not writing a thing down. So how is he going to remember anything?
Exactly. And then some other doctor just said, oh, he said he was you were going to cover for this other doctor.
Right.
But the other doctor never got a hold of him. Right. So now he's stuck. Like, I don't know if he's doing another shift or doing like two bodies of work during that time.
I think that's all it is. Yeah. Like, he's supposed to be on shift, and I think the other doctor is supposed to be too. And the other doctor had to go for some, I think it was something with the kid, his kid or something.
Yeah,
something
with his kid, right.
Yeah. Which, you know, whatever. But.
And then this guy can't catch a break, right? Like you said, everyone's coming up to him with different instructions. And then he goes to see this girl. So there's this girl in one of the patients, and he's kind of like emotionally vested, you know, because it's a young girl.
Definitely.
He's trying to, you know, get her back to health. So we see him in the room with her, and, you know, he's telling her, you know, there's something's wrong. They're trying to figure it out. And she's got a liver scan scheduled for the morning. And she's sick and just wants to get better. So
She's go ahead.
Yeah. So he leaves to go get a coffee, and like he can't even fill his cup up with coffee before he gets hit with like 10 more things. You know.
Right.
I was feeling a little stressed out at this time. The guy runs up and he's like, you know, Dr. Morrison, please hurry. So they like run over, and there's this dude in a wheelchair, and they're like, he stopped breathing. And he pulls him out of the chair, and they start CPR on him. I don't know, man. Like, that shit happens, you know? That's crazy. Like,
right. And the thing is with that, like you said, they pull him out, throw him on the ground, start compressions, and then he has a nurse take over, and he just, like, stands there. I'm like, well, I mean, I get that the nurse is qualified and capable to do the CPR, and he should be there for other things, but it's just like, I don't know. It's like, I'm too tired to do this. Can you just do this and I'll just stand and watch? I need to conserve my energy for the rest of the night.
Yeah. But then, you know, the guy ends up dying.
Yeah.
But so they're like, forget it. He's dead. But, Morrison's like, you know, keep going another 45 seconds or something at least. You know, keep trying.
Right.
And then they cut away. So I'm like, well, maybe he doesn't die, you know. But, yeah, he died.
He died. So
that was sad.
Going back to the young girl that was there, you know, she had some sort of thing. She was just nauseous all the time and been so since she was traveling to South America or whatever. I had trouble figuring out how old she was supposed to be. Like, at some points, I'm like, is she in high school? Like, was she like on a trip for high school or a college trip? Or then I thought I heard something about maybe grad school. But then when they would show her, she looked like she was like 15. And then they were getting her mom involved, so I couldn't tell.
At first, I thought, too, I'm like, she's like, what is she, like 20? So he's kind of, maybe he's, you know, because even the nurse said, oh, I think you got a, I don't know, maybe she said not a soft spot for her, something like, some kind of attraction almost, it sounded like.
Yeah.
But, you know, more innocent than that. But so I thought, maybe she's in her early 20s or something. But then, she just looked younger and younger. And then finally at one point he does say, he's like, you're only 15, you know.
Does he say that?
So
Did I miss it?
He does. Because at one point she's like, you know, did you say you were married or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I missed it because I was trying to write down notes. Like you said, so much was going on. It's hard to like take notes.
Yeah.
But now it's the morning and we see Denzel walk in and he's, doing rounds with like one of the lead doctor guys, right?
Yeah. He's got that distinctive voice. That's why I was saying, like, you hear his voice, I think, before you see him.
Right.
So you're like, it's Denzel.
Denzel, what's up? Was that Westfall? I think that was who was leading this at this point. But anyway, Morrison has to run to catch up, and he's late again. I guess he's been late a lot of times. But here's the point. So, like, he's late for it, and the doctor calls him out on it later. I'm like, but if you're, like, the overnight guy, isn't there a chance you're going to be late because you're working with something?
Or if you're giving CPR to somebody.
Right, that's what I mean.
Isn't that excused? Is that an excused absence?
Right. Because I think even he says something like, you know, yeah, you can't be late. I'm like, I mean, I don't know. Anyway. And
so you just leave the guy to, you know,
yeah,
die.
So he ends up doing the walking and talking about his, the girl that he's helping, that she's was in South America. She came back months ago. Now she's sick. He thinks it's dysentery. And he doesn't really get to say much because then he gets a page and he has to leave again.
Right, right.
There's no other doctor on call, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, they're all in that little walking study group.
Right. It's like he's the only one that had anything to do. So.
Yeah. Then we switch over to some other doctors chatting. And one of the doctors has, like, an STD or something.
Right. Yeah, because that's Howie Mandel's character that makes a joke about him having VD. Fiscus. Howie Mandel is Fiscus, and he's talking about David Burney's character, who is Dr. Samuels.
So then I was like, is this going to be, like, do I need to write this down? Is this going to come up again throughout the episode? And sure enough, every, you know, it comes up all over the place, like, just injected in during different parts of the episode. But
yeah, they were really trying to get some character development without actually having to talk to the characters. You know, Howie Mandel, he's the comic relief. He's talking about the other doctor who's a sex fiend who's got VD, and he's passed it around the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a little sexual harassment stuff going on too, because Howie Mandel's making these, like, off-color jokes to, like, the nurses and stuff. And
It was the early 80s, so it was, you know, and they were doctors, so you could get away with whatever you wanted. At this point, Dr. Westfall is still talking to the other doctors, and he's telling them, hey, we're getting complaints from the laundry people to stop writing on the sheets. I guess that was a thing where you would write down diagnoses or certain things, like, on the bed sheets when the people would come in to the hospital. Right, right. If you didn't have paper, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that seemed kind of weird.
Yeah. But, yeah, I get it. You jot something down. You got, I mean, maybe carry a pad of paper around with you or something.
Yeah, you would think.
Oh, and then is that, let's see. That's when Kit comes in and drives into the hospital. Knight Rider. No, it's that the guy. What's his name? Do we know the character name? The guy's the voice of Kit?
The voice of Kit.
That's what I refer to him
Dr.
as.
Dr. Craig.
Dr. Craig storms in, and he's yelling about, I don't know what he was yelling about. Foreign guy or something.
Do you want
me
to tell you what he was?
Yeah. Tell me.
He is pissed. Basically, he is pissed. He wants the Indian anesthesiologist removed because he is gassy. He smells like his food. He doesn't like the smell. And he goes on a rant talking about the doctor being from a third world country, and we don't need third world doctors because we have third world patients, or something like that.
Wow.
And this is when I'm like, wow, Kit is kind of an asshole in this.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's hard to separate the voice from Kit. So I was thinking, like, Kit the whole time.
Kit, what happened? Your programming has been tampered with.
Did Michael spill coffee on you?
And mind you, this show is only 2 years before Knight Rider. Because 82, Knight Rider started in 84, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was obviously doing the shows concurrently. Wow. Can you imagine if, like, he got his, like, scripts crossed? And he starts,
you know what,
yelling about foreign doctors or whatever to Michael. That and would be like, whoa, sweet... kid, hold on, buddy.
That'd be some sweet editing, but yeah. Wow.
Oh, I wonder if anyone's done something like that, like interspersed like something from this show into. I'm sure someone has done it. Maybe I'll try doing it. It's actually pretty easy to do an iMovie.
Yeah.
you know, like drop the audio out and put the other audio in. It's super easy. I do it all the time.
You just got to find the right clip to put it in.
Right, exactly. I did want to say one other thing. Oh, at one point, we do see, right before that happens, you're talking about that Dr. Samuels is talking to a nurse and saying, hey, how you feeling? Do you have any burning while you pee? Oh, man.
Yeah, and that's his MO throughout the rest of the episode. It's just you see him talking to like, nurses and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And the other, he's just going around giving medicine to all the nurses that he's had sex with.
Yeah, which is pretty much all of them.
It seems that way. Yeah.
Then we go back to Liver Scan Girl.
Yes, Liver Scan Girl. Yeah.
She, she basically tells the doctor he looks like shit.
Yeah.
So when a 15-year-old girl, that's hospitalized, tells the doctor he looks like shit, it's showing,
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of gives her a hard time about being in like a fancy school, right? Like he's like,
yeah,
her prep school or whatever.
I think that's why I was confused if she was in college or not.
Yeah, there was a little banter there, and but they're friendly. They're friendly.
Yeah, and she says she's going to write an expose on the hospital when she's out of there.
Right, right.
I guess about the hospital or doctors not getting sleep. What's that?
Yeah, now that she knows what it's like behind the scenes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what really happens, but. Then Luther runs up, and he's complaining. And
who's Luther
complaining about? Luther runs up, complaining to a doctor that a guy didn't show up for physical therapy. So this is where the giant guy, Mr. Smith.
Oh, where they're trying to find somebody? Yeah,
yeah.
Like that's
yeah.
part of the whole episode where they're like looking for somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking for this guy, Mr. Smith, who's like 6'6". And supposedly like a mean bastard, and then we find out he's from a mental hospital somehow. Whatever he's in the hospital for, he originated from some kind of mental health issue somewhere else. But
I think he was schizophrenic? I can't remember now.
I don't know.
But yeah,
I don't have that.
And then they say something about one of the doctors. I think it's Dr. Oschlander, the older doctor. I guess he's been diagnosed with liver cancer. And the irony is that he is a liver cancer specialist. And this is what I wrote. There is way too much going on.
Yeah.
It's too hard to keep track.
Especially all these doctor names. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was too much.
I'm bad
at
names.
Like I said, I didn't even know. I didn't even know, am I going to see this doctor again? Or is this just like a, a one scene thing where they're talking to this person? So
right.
It was just all happening so fast.
Yeah.
Yet so slow at the same time. But
right. And at one point, I think the Morrison character, he's complaining to a doctor who left a patient with, the guy that left the next morning, he talks to the doctor that ditched him to go be with his kid. He's pissed, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And then that doctor who was looking for the mental patient is like, oh, yeah, he's over here. And it turns out to be a little kid. They're like, no, that's not him.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. When he's confronting the guy who said he would cover for him, but he never really asked him to do it, he's, trying to be pissed at the guy. Then he finds out it's about his kid, so he's not as pissed, and he gets interrupted by a page. I'm telling you, they're running this guy ragged.
Right. Yeah.
So he doesn't even have time to get pissed at anyone.
No.
And then back at the lunch table, I guess in the cafeteria, the doctors are all talking about the missing mental patient.
Yeah. Yeah. And now we get to... Oh, go ahead.
This is where I jotted down lots of sexual harassment comments.
Yes, there is. A lot of stuff that would definitely be not flying today.
You wouldn't want to say it in the workplace today. I'll
right. tell you that, but. Yeah. And I will say this. Many people say... Yeah, you can't say that kind of stuff in the office today. I go by the credo. You probably shouldn't have said it then either.
True. True.
I mean, yeah, okay, some people can take the joke, but you don't know who can take the joke, and you got to be on the right kind of relationship with them to just be doing it. You can't spew it to people that you literally just met.
You're just better off not doing it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if it was someone that I knew for 20 years or whatever, that's a different story. Anyway, so now, yeah, Dr. Morrison, he wants to get a biopsy of the girl's liver. She's worried about getting a scar and that her mom's going to freak out. And
right.
I don't know. I think they finally call the mother, right?
Yeah. Well, he says he could do it with a needle so they don't have to cut her open. But they do need to get the mom's permission.
Right. And that's when I'm like, oh, maybe she isn't 18.
Yeah. So she clearly does not want her mom coming to – where are they at, Boston?
Yeah, I think so.
So she's like, yeah, I really don't want my mom coming here. She's trouble. She's just a big mess.
Seems like her mom.
And then,
yeah.
And then she says, you're going to call her? It's going to be a toll call. Like, I thought that was hilarious. Like, remember toll calls? If you called outside of your, like, area your suburb,
yeah.
it was like a higher rate.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It's crazy. Like, you're in the same state.
Can I use your phone? Are you calling local?
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Is it a toll call? Like, what the hell? But
yeah, so now we get Dr. Samuels is going to talk to another nurse about what's going on. And it turns out he has gonorrhea.
Yeah.
And he's talking to her about it. And he's like, you know, I forgot what he said exactly, but he was like, you know, you might have it too. And she's like, what are you talking about? You know, like, she's like kind of like making him squirm. And she's like, we went to a movie and you fell asleep during the movie. Like, he doesn't remember that. Would she just like leave the movie theater? Well, I don't.
It's not like you were. It's not like he was drunk.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But the funny part of that is I'm watching it and he's trying to explain it to her. He's beating around the bush. And then finally he's just like, I have gonorrhea. And my wife overheard that piece.
Oh, really?
And so she repeats it. She's like, what?
What are you watching?
So, yeah, it was pretty funny.
It is pretty funny, though, that you think about it, like a doctor, you know.
Right?
Whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, as you wouldn't expect that from a doctor, but.
Right. You would expect so better decisions. And
it's, like, it's like when you see the doctor smoking or whatever. You know what
right.
I mean?
But. Dr. Smith, lung doctor.
right.
Right,
so where are we?
Before he leaves her, though, he's like, hey, when this clears up, can I call you? And she's like, maybe. I'm like, no, why?
Right? Yeah, she's like, yeah, we'll see. And she's all smiley.
Yeah.
Like, no,
yeah.
This guy's a mess.
And then we do see him, like, leaving that, like, room that they're in, like, a little office. And there's, like, another nurse there, and he starts to, like, talk to her, like, he's going to ask her, and he's like,
yeah, right.
I'm like.
Like, he looks at her, and he's like,
he just not know?
Was she one of them? Yeah, there's so many.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So then the next scene, like, he could tell right away, okay, we're in some kind of mental health ward, because there's the, you know, gratuitous ping pong table in the background where the people are playing, and, you know. They're looking at, like, ink blots and stuff.
Right.
And I'm not really sure what was happening because it seemed like there were two doctors, and one doctor was showing the other doctor ink blots.
But I think one of them wasn't a doctor, maybe? I think one of them might have been a patient. Because that's where G.W. Bailey was at. He was the doctor, the psychiatrist. And I don't know if the other guy was a doctor. You know what I mean? Like, if they were just messing around. I don't know.
But, yeah, so they went there looking for the missing guy.
Right, and that's all we saw of him, right? That was it.
Yeah, that was it. Yep. And then it's 2:56 p.m. Not sure why it matters.
Yeah.
But, this was a good scene, though. So Morrison's arguing with this other doctor because the surgeon signed the girl up for surgery to remove the abscess from her liver. And... You know, he's like a first year, I don't know what his first year intern. Is that what they are?
I don't know all the different levels. He's above Morrison, though. I know that.
Yeah. The guy's a surgeon. This guy's a peon. So Morrison's like confronts him and is like basically telling him why he's wrong. And the head doctor guy walks up. He's like, yeah, what's going on here? And he basically is like, I wish I had a clip of this because he was like, basically, telling the surgeon, if you cut into this thing and it's parasites, they're going to spread.
Yeah.
If you just let us treat it the way we want to, it'll be fine. And they're like, you know, arguing about it. So the head you know, the head guy's like, okay, well, you know, let's hold off on the surgery and whatever. We'll try treating it or whatever. So they do that. So that was kind of a victorious moment, I thought,
for yeah.
the character.
No, yeah, it was a good one, for sure.
Yeah.
And then that other doctor leaves, and I think it was Westfall was the chief, or I think he's supposed to be the chief. He tells Morrison, he's like, yeah, by the way, you were late for rounds again. He's like, and don't miss rounds, even if it's helping a friend. So obviously he knows what's going on with the other doctor that left him high and dry. But
yeah, yeah. He's like, you can't help everybody.
Yeah. And we do get a quick little scene of that same doctor, the Westfall, talking on the phone, trying to get scrubs, I think, right? I think it was him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
we right. need 300 greens. All right, you don't have green. What about blue? You know, and then, like,
the
they
greens
have...
were selling, they were selling at a premium at, like, yep. this fashion.
Yeah, right. And, like, the other hospital was getting the good stuff, the rich yeah. hospital. But then there was, like, a guy there. Is he, like, supposed to be, like, the tailor? Like, he's, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he had a lot of power. I'm, like, I wasn't sure what he was supposed to be.
Like, the fashion designer of the hospital? Because he seemed very passionate about it.
He did. You know? He did. I'm not sure. Again, I don't know how hospital works. If anyone is a doctor, nurse, or anything that works in a hospital, let us know how it is with scrubs. Do you have someone that's yeah. in charge of the scrubs? Who worries about them in general? The fit. I don't know what it
you
is.
Know,
did he have
nowadays?
Did
though,
he have a tape?
You see people with
tape measure on his neck.
I see people like with did. Like cool. Yeah, right. It's like let me check the crotch. Yeah, but today you see people that are like they have cool scrubs. You know, sometimes they have like
yes.
characters on them and stuff.
Yes,
that's kind of cool. I'm sure they buy their own. It's like not you know.
The yeah, because those are usually like that. You'll see those in like the. Pediatric wards and stuff like that. I'm guessing yeah, they probably yeah. buy them. Itself. Or like dental hygienists and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, right, right.
Yeah, I'm assuming they're their own.
Yeah.
All right, so now all what? Right. We see Morrison. He's happy because it turns out it is a parasite for the girl. So he's able to just give her meds and, you know. He says he tells the girl that she should be feeling better, and I wrote down that's not a good sign. She's probably gonna die now, because that's how it is in every show, right? We figured right. it out. It's parasites. We're giving.
We didn't
you
have
meds.
To cut into you,
right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then like next thing you know, they're like running the crash cart in the room.
They're wheeling her out with a sheet over her.
But right. we didn't get to see that happen. That didn't happen, so I,
we didn't
I want don't
to see that happen
know if like the next episode it continues with her. Not sure how the show yeah. works if it's always new patients or not.
Yeah, I don't know either. But if things weren't hectic enough, I think there's some critical case comes in, right? Where someone set off a bomb in a bank.
Yes,
and this woman's all bloody and messed up. So I think Morrison's on the scene there to try to help out.
Yeah. There is a little thing, though, too, where the chief yells at the doctor that lost the Smith guy. And she's like, she feels bad for Smith. I don't know why, but that doctor tells her, he's like, hey, you can't do it all, even if you are a woman. I'm like, what?
Right? Like, what the hell did that mean?
Yeah.
He did. He went. You're right. He was on like this whole thing about, you know, you can't save everybody, blah, 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 you know, even if you're a woman.
Yeah.
What?
Right. Right. So, and then in between, so after we see the bomb thing, we see Morrison meeting the girl's mom. She's like, seems to be unaware that her daughter was in the hospital. But I guess, like you said, maybe she was at like a prep school, like she was like boarding school type thing.
Yeah.
And, but she yeah, wants to move her to Boston General because, you know, she thinks this hospital's a dump.
Yeah, it's newer and bigger, and she thinks better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they basically had her shit figured out, so I don't know why they were going to move her, but whatever.
You know, that's how rich people are. Like, oh, yeah. your hospital's not the best hospital in the world. I need my daughter to have her parasites taken care of properly.
Right.
But, yeah, he's not happy, but he's like, hey, I admitted her, I took care of her, blah, 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 blah. Whatever, so...
You got to deal with the hand you're dealt, buddy.
Yeah.
That's pretty much, that's what the head doctor tells him. He's like, all right, you know, all you could do now is make it easy on the girl, go tell her why she should go, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Then how about this scene where Howie in the stairwell runs into the pathologist lady?
Uh-huh.
And I think she's eating a bucket of radishes or something.
A bucket of radishes. I don't know. Like this I didn't see what she was eating.
He's like, is that what you're eating? She's like, you want a radish? He's like, no. But he's trying to strike up a conversation with her, and she does not say much.
No.
But he manages to, you know, like, hey, you free for dinner? She's like, oh, I'm on call. But, you know, he's like, all right, well, I'll stop by to see you later.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm not even sure why he's interested in her, because she's talking to a wall.
She's weird, yeah. But, you know, I think they're trying to make her weird because she's a pathologist. She likes, you know, working with the dead people. And sure. They even say, like, how she's reading an autobiography about a different pathologist.
Oh, that's true.
So.
Yeah. Well, they're painting a good picture there, so. But now it's 5:32 p.m., and they're doing some surgery. I don't know if this is that girl that got blown up or whatever. Probably, right?
Maybe.
Did you catch the Bruce Springsteen cover they were playing there?
So, yeah, I was wondering, because there was that and there was a Police song earlier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Based on the IMDb, I think they actually, and the show was on, they played the real version. So my guess is when they went to streaming and all that kind of stuff, they probably was too expensive to get the rights.
That seems like a lot of work to, like, pull that shit and, like, re-record or, you know, lay it over.
Yeah. But, no, I did catch that, yeah.
But, yeah, we see that a lot. All right, so they're doing surgery, and what happens?
Not much. We just see the surgery, right? And that's it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and then one doctor says to the other guy, he's like, hey, you were dating nurse so-and-so, right? We should talk. Oh. The guy that the VD.
Does he just, like, walk in there to do that?
Or I don't know. I think he was part of the surgery.
Was it? Okay. Because I think... the anesthesiologist was in there, but they didn't say anything about him, but... We do see him. But then, so then at one point, now Morrison was talking to that one doctor. He thinks that he might have actually accidentally moved the Smith guy, but he forgot to turn it in. And she's pissed. And he's like, dude, I haven't fucking slept in 48 hours. No, he doesn't say that, but
right.
That's what he's thinking.
He says, dude, I haven't fucking slept.
I mean, I would have. I couldn't.
It's an exact quote from
I think that's one of the reasons why I couldn't be a doctor, one of the many. But if I get tired, I get cranky, and I think I just would lose it on people constantly. I don't think I'd be good at the lack of sleep and functioning properly.
No. Yeah, and actually, I have a question about that, and because I know they do that, you know, and they have these like crazy shifts, and I was thinking, why do they do that? Like, wouldn't it make more sense to have, like, shorter shifts?
Proper rest.
They could be like,
yeah. I don't know
why. You work 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know why it's done that way. It just, yeah.
That's crazy.
I think it's better now than it used to be, but it's still not good.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. So, but yeah, he doesn't say he moved the guy, right? He said, I'll show you where he is.
I think, well, because he thinks he did. He's not sure. You know, because he's probably exhausted. He doesn't know who anybody is.
All right.
But anyway, now we're in Westfall's office, and Dr. Craig William Daniels is in there. And basically, he wants to create publicity about the terrorists that they're treating, because they're also treating the terrorist, not just the person who got blown up.
Right, right.
And he thinks it'll be good for the hospital, you know, because and that's where the term St. Elsewhere gets thrown in. Because he talks about how the hospital is kind of a dump. Everyone calls it like St. Elsewhere because it's like you go there when there's nothing else or whatever.
Right. You just dump everyone there.
Yeah.
Last resort.
So. Right. And he's bragging about the new clocks that he got in the office because he helped some rich guy. That's why one of the reasons why we're seeing the clocks. And but he wants to go on TV and do it. And that's where I wrote down. He's kind of a dick in this show.
Yeah. Total dick.
And also, I wrote this is kind of slow because it was. It was not a fast-paced action medical drama.
No. But I mean, I gotta say, I like the story with Morrison. Like,
yeah.
I liked his his character. I didn't like all the rest of the shit that was intermixed with it.
No. You know? And this is the first one, right? So you got to give it always a little bit of leeway. Right. But you're right. Definitely. His story was good.
All right. Then back to Liver Girl.
I like that we're calling her Liver Girl.
I knew, you know, my mom would cause problems. She's, you know. I told her I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay here. They're going to have to drag me out. And he basically talks to her like, look, you know, your mom's doing what's best for you or what she thinks is. It's not because she hates you. It's because she loves you and whatever. So, he finally talks her and you know, she's like, fine, I'll go. So.
Yeah. And then he says he'll visit her before she leaves. That's cute.
Yeah. That's cute.
And that one, then right after this, we see him on the phone trying to get a hold of his wife with no success. And he's starting to get pissed.
Yeah. Because he is like burnt the fuck out. He's just burnt out. And he says, okay. So he leaves a message for his wife and says, tell her I'm on again tonight or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought he was coming home, but he's not. Then we go to, Howie meets up with the pathologist. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah. So they're in the morgue and... You know, they're talking about how she got into pathology, and I don't remember what it was, but
but really doesn't matter.
She talks about something about not dating, you know, people she works with. He's like, oh, she's like, but I'm talking about pathologists. I won't date other pathologists. And I wrote down, I think like you said, she seems weird. And then she says she hasn't kissed a man since David died. I can't remember if that was her husband, I think, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, because then she said,
I just didn't know if it was her boyfriend or whatever. But.
She says, except for his dad at the funeral. And then they make out, and then she locks the door, and they start making out on a gurney that's in the morgue room with a bunch of dead bodies who are just covered by newspaper for some reason.
You know, you're right.
Is that how they did it back in the day? Is it like
for some reason that didn't strike me as odd?
Huh?
Right. Yeah, I saw that, but it didn't occur to me that that was weird. But yeah,
it didn't.
No, I was like, oh, they're in newspaper covering that guy. But yeah, there were three corpses there, and she's like, they kiss, and she's like, no, wait, and then she goes over and lays down on like one of these gurneys and. It's like, she's dead. So she's really freaky.
Yeah.
But he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
He's like, I'm a young, horny doctor. Let's go.
Yeah. So he takes advantage of the situation.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what the point, why the newspapers. Are we just supposed to think that the hospital is that deficient on funds that they can't use sheets?
It's low budget. Look, gather up some paper from the alley, and we'll use it to cover the corpses. All right. So now an emotional moment we'll take here. The doctor who lost – well, so we kind of skipped over this. When Morrison?
Yeah.
Took the doctor to – show her where Mr. Smith was.
Or where he thought he was dead. Yeah.
He was dead.
How did I miss this whole part?
So yeah, Morrison takes the other doctor and says, I'll show you where he's at. And that's why I was like, when you were saying like where he thinks he is, like she took him to the morgue and like uncovered him and there he was.
I don't have that written down at all. I don't know. I don't know.
And then she got pissed and she started hitting him. She's because he forgot the file, the death certificate. He had it in his pocket.
Oh, okay.
And he was just so tired, he forgot to file it.
Okay.
So
what did he die of?
He's the guy that had the heart attack in the chair that they tried to resuscitate.
Okay.
That was him.
I did not put that together somehow.
Yeah. So she gets pissed and storms out. And then... So... Now back to this scene, she comes in to apologize to him for losing her shit and like, you know, actually physically hit him. And he goes on this rant. Like, he's just had it. He's like, fuck all this. I can't take this shit anymore. This is, you know, everybody wants something. I can't do anything. I'm here 24/7. Everyone needs something. It basically just losing it. It was a really good rant.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was well, like, well orchestrated, well written. And that's why I wrote that. I'm like, seriously, why do they put doctors on these super long shifts?
Right.
It seems like counterproductive. But
I also wrote down, it seems like maybe he shouldn't be a doctor. Like, he didn't know what he was getting into, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But he sounded like, yeah, he was ready. From the start of the episode to the end of the episode, he was ready to pitch it all and, like,
right.
work at Walmart or something.
Maybe.
But I think then he felt better. She comes up and puts her hands on him and they like embrace or something for sympathy or whatever.
Right.
And that was nice. That was a nice moment.
Yeah. And then pretty much we're at the end here because now we see Dr. Westfall, the chief guy or whatever. He's leaving for the day. And as he leaves, he sees Dr. Morrison. He's back in the girls' room and he's sleeping in there, like his head on the tray. In her room.
Right, right.
So that was nice.
Good, but yeah, good. Good doctor. Cares about his patients.
Yeah, and that was it, right? And that was just, then the credits started rolling.
Then he just walks out, right?
Yeah, there was no after credits scene, I don't think.
No. But,
and that's where I wrote down, not much really happens, and it's definitely slow by today's standards.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I might watch it again. I don't know.
Yeah. You have to see if it gets more lively.
I like to see the character development a little bit. But
for sure. I mean, it lasted... how many episodes did this last for?
I think it was... Was it...
It was a lot.
Six, something like that?
It was six seasons, 137 episodes, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a long time. I mean, it's a good run.
Yeah. And, Bruce Greenwood comes in later as a doctor. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mark Harmon comes in season two.
Oh, I remember that vaguely.
He might have been the original McDreamy.
I don't know.
That's kidding. I do like how it, like, I'm looking at Wikipedia, and it says, you know, the actors are starring, and it, you know, lists all the people.
Yeah.
And then also starring. Like, it just seems weird to see Denzel Washington and the also starring part, you know what I mean?
Right? Like, as an afterthought.
Just, like, knowing him now, you know, it's like...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. I will say, so the one thing I do remember about this episode, or this show, is the end. Like, everyone talking about the end, and some people being pissed about how they ended the series.
Oh, really? I don't know how that went down.
Oh, you don't know how that went down?
No, no.
Do you want me to ruin it for you?
Yeah. Yeah, spoiler alert for anyone who doesn't want to hear this, but yeah.
All right. Sorry, I got to get to it. All right. The finale is, I'm going to read it to you, is known for its most provocative final scene. Westfall, the main doctor, and his son, who has autism, are seen in Dr. Oschlander's office watching the snow fall outside. The image cuts to an exterior shot of the hospital, shaking. At that moment, Tommy and Daniel Oschlander are seen in an apartment building now, with Tommy sitting on the floor playing with a snow globe. A much younger-looking Donald arrives home from a day at work, and it's clear from the uniform and the dialogue that he works in construction. Oschlander is revealed to be Donald's father, and thus Tommy's grandfather. Donald laments to his father, "I don't understand this autism thing, Pop. Here's my son. I talk to him. I don't even know if he can hear me because he sits here all day long in his own world staring at that toy. What's he thinking about?" And as Tommy shakes the snow globe, he is told by father to come here and wash his hands for dinner. Donald places a snow globe on the television set and walks in the kitchen. As they leave the room, the camera closes in on the snow globe, which holds a replica of St. Eligius.
Wow.
So that's why everyone's like, wait a minute. Was this all in this kid's head? That's like...
I think that's a pretty cool ending.
Yeah, so
I do. I mean, normally I'm like, dream endings are bullshit. You know, it's like a bullshit way out when people wake up and it was a dream.
Yeah,
but this is different. This is cool.
Like, I guess he was at the hospital and stuff. That's how he, you know, got it.
Yeah. It I like that.
So anyway,
I did.
I remember. Wow. That's what I remember about it. So
that's pretty cool.
Uh huh. But this show, it's funny. Like this show ran for 6 seasons. So Nielsen rankings. You ready?
Yeah.
First year, number 87.
Okay.
Next year,
not great at all.
Next year, number 70. Next year, 49, 53, 55, 47. That's as high as it ever got.
Wow. You're kidding.
Yeah. By today's standard, now granted the number of people watching it because the way it was back then, it was a lot of people. It's 13 million people watching each episode. But that would have been canceled nowadays. You know, like,
yeah.
I guess it just got good. You know, critics liked it and people liked it and it was rated well. So they kept it going.
Yeah, it does say, you know, it's award-winning and critically acclaimed. And,
yeah.
And I can see it. I mean, like I said, I really like the main thread of the story. It's all the other kind of stuff that was,
yeah,
I didn't think was, I think took away from it, slowed it down a little bit. But yeah. Yeah, so maybe I will watch it again. Wow, I'm very intrigued by that.
By the finale. But, yeah. There also is a crossover with Cheers on this show.
Get out of here.
Uh-uh.
We got to do that one sometime. I got to see that.
Yeah, Cliff Clavin trying and failing to gain free medical advice from the doctors when they come into Cheers.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
Auchlander is confronting his former accountant, Norm.
So it's not like a double
no
crossover where they do part on one show, part on another.
Yeah.
That would be cool. But all right. Good stuff. I'd like to see that, though.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
So that was it for St. Elsewhere. If you've watched it and like it, let us know.
Let us know what you think. Yeah. Let us know what you think of that finale, because that's to me. That's
hopefully it didn't ruin the show for anyone who wants to stream all season. Oh, by the way, it was on Hulu. If anyone's looking to watch it.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. All right. So here's time for the trivia question.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
All right. So don't forget, you DM your answer to us at I Used to Watch This on Instagram.
If you don't have Instagram and you follow us on Facebook, that's fine too. Or even Twitter, sure. That's fine. But
hey, however you want to do it.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I'll probably see it more likely on Instagram.
And then we'll randomly select a correct answer for a prize from the
The prize closet.
Vault. Yeah. the vault. I don't know. I couldn't think of it. Okay. All right. This is going to go back to one of our shows of choice. It's Greatest American Hero. In the episode where Ralph saves the space shuttle, what new trait did he temporarily pick up during that?
Weird. So he saves the space shuttle, and something's different when he comes back. He's got a new trait. Okay.
Something's different about him. What is it? Send us your answer. All right.
I have a feeling I know a couple people that will get that right off the bat, but it all depends on who hears it first. But we're going to do it randomly anyway, so.
Right.
All right. Cool.
All right.
Let us know. Send us an answer.
Until next time.
All right, yeah. Until next time for this, don't even know what I'm saying, guys. Sorry for this episode. I used to watch this.
You've been doing a double shift.
Yes, I bet. Yeah, I've been working too hard. God damn it! I don't have any fucking privacy.
Damn podcast.
All right, that's it. I'm Mike Forgetto.
I'm Mike Sullivan.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
That's it for this episode of I Used to Watch This. Visit us at IUsedToWatchThis.com, Facebook.com/IUsedToWatchThis, Twitter @IUsedTheNumber2WatchThis, and Instagram.com/IUsedToWatchThis. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and wherever your favorite podcasts are available. Thanks for listening.